peace, hanging on a cross. We sit and discuss God on lawn chairs about how we got here, what it is, what it isn't. Shit, fate versus fate, scrimmaging with coincidence. Leave out the marketing, hold up on the business end, focus on the genuine and everything else.
Hello, everybody. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz here on Penguin Radio. You're listening to NC2A Division 2 Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Brandon, we're about ready to get underway here at the Conlin Center. The Dominican Penguins hosting the Concordia Irvine Eagles. Penguins come in at 4-11 overall, 3-4 in the Pac West. Concordia Irvine comes in on a two-game win streak. They are 6-8 overall and 2-5 in the Pac West under Coach Paula Weishoff. And we are almost ready to get underway here. And when we get starting lineups, we will let you know what they are. But the visiting Concordia Irvine Eagles are coming in to the Conlin Center. And it's going to be a good matchup. Both teams below 500. In overall and in conference play. So it's going to be one of those games, as we saw last time out against Hilo, that might go down to the wire.
Yeah, and Concordia Irvine coming off two straight wins, off one against Point Loma, off of one recently against Chaminade University. They won the one in Point Loma 3-1 in the set, and they sweep against Chaminade 3-0. So like you said, Forrest, we might see another great matchup here.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good one tonight. And just like you and I actually spoke with the head coach from Hawaii Hilo after the game on Sunday night. We actually saw him at In-N-Out.
Yeah, saw the whole team there.
Yeah, we did. And he was telling us about how that game last time out, which if you guys weren't tuned in, that game did go to 5 sets and was won at the last second. And right now, we will hold on for a moment of silence and our national anthem before this one gets underway. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz here with you. And as they are announcing the starting lineups overhead, we will give you the starting lineups here on Penguin Radio. First for the visiting Concordia Irvine Eagles, 6'1" senior out of Mission Viejo, California, number 3, Rachel Flynn. 5'10" senior out of Santiago, Chile, number 5, Marcella Frazzoni. 6 foot sophomore out of Irvine, California, number 8, Cindy Tran. 6 foot senior out of Cypress, California, number 12, Amber Rose. 6 foot senior out of Northridge, California, number 13, Kira Otten. 5'6" senior out of Omaha, Nebraska, number 14, Jessica Diedrich. And now for your Dominican University Penguins, 5'6" freshman out of Battleground, Washington, number one, Hannah Wiles. 5'9" freshman out of Reno, Nevada, number four, Rebecca Smith. 6-foot junior out of San Jose, California, number seven, Brittany Lateague. 6-foot junior out of San Rafael, California, number nine, Kat Thomason. 5'11" junior out of Phoenix, Arizona, number 11, Kate Even. 5'8" senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, number 12, Amy Steinwand. And 5'10" freshman out of Spokane, Washington, number 15, Josie Walser. Now, Brandon, we are getting ready to get underway here. And the one thing that you'd like to see the Penguins do really well tonight to take this match?
I think that's capitalizing on the sets, not committing those unforced aces, those service errors, especially when you're taking on a team like we saw similarly to Cal Baptist, where they have three people on their roster already who have over 110 kills on the season.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the play of Josie Walser is going to be really key here tonight. Her sets, we've seen her struggle early on in matches and play a lot better in the latter half of the matches, and I believe that that will be, as you do too, part of the key for the Penguins in the match tonight. And now that we are about ready to get underway here at the Conlon Center on the campus of Dominican University of California. Both teams ready, our officials almost ready. Back to serve for Concordia Irvine is 5'10" senior Marcella Frazzoni. Frazzoni almost back up against that wall, Brandon, bouncing the ball a couple of times, and all of the Eagles here tonight rocking the pink socks. The jump serve from Frazzoni over the net, back row. Rebecca Smith and unable to handle it. It'll be a service ace for Frazzoni. A point for the Eagles and a not so great start out of the gate for the Penguins.
Yeah, one early error there on the service ace. Not something you want to see off too early.
Frazzoni back deep again. In the middle of the service line, she runs up, the jump serve goes short. Steinwand out of the back row. Walser, quick set to Lateague, picked up by the defense of the Eagles. Near side with it, that's Flynn. Diving save, no. Rebecca Smith unable to get there in time. It'll be a kill by Flynn on the pancake attempt by Rebecca Smith. Eagles go up 2-0 here early. Back to serve for Frazzoni. She goes deep with it, saved by Smith. Far side set to Steinwand, and she is stuffed. Big block by Amber Rose and Kira Otten on the far side. Concordia up 3-0. Fourth consecutive serve upcoming from Frazzoni. Her jump serve goes far side into the middle, and Rebecca Smith with another diving attempt, not able to get there, a service ace for the Eagles, and Frazzoni off to a bit of a roll here early.
And Frazzoni just has an amazing jump serve. It almost goes straight down and tails at the last second, almost like a dropping slider or curveball in baseball.
And it's got a lot of movement on it. Frazzoni's jump serve goes far side. Steinwand picks it up. Walser set far side. Steinwand out of the back row. Picked up by the libero on the near side. That is Dieters. It'll be a point for the Penguins. After going under the net was Dieters. And incoming for the Penguins is Zoe Burgess. And for the first time here tonight, and for the first time in a while here at the Conlon Center, Eleni Liezu will check in. Burgess back to serve, Brandon. We know how lethal she can be at the service line. Her jump serve goes far side into the net. Zoe Burgess comes in to serve, and it's a service error. The point will go to Concordia, as checking in for her first time tonight is Otten. Amber Rose back to serve for the Eagles. Her jump serve goes deep. Picked up Burgess. There is Wiles. Just getting it over the net is Liezu. Front row set by Dietrich. Far side for the Eagles, and it'll be a kill for Cindy Tran. And, boy, she just nudged it over the net.
Yeah, just nudged it there, almost like a drop attempt, but credit to Concordia Irvine so far, being able to get these deep sets into the back line of the Penguins.
Amber Rose's jump serve again. Oh, boy, a lot of movement on that one. Walser set near side, and Steinwan just able to get it over. Picked up by the Eagles. Little quick set there. Able to get it over was Otten, and it finds the hardwood. A kill for Otten. A point for Concordia Irvine as they are up 7-1 here in set number one. And the Penguins need a little bit of a shift in momentum, Brandon, to get back into this one. Rose's serve goes near side, and it goes out. It'll be a service error for Amber Rose. Penguins at the point. Checking back in is Libero for the Eagles. Dieters in place of Amber Rose. Back to serve for the Penguins. The Libero, Hannah Wiles. Her serve goes short. Picked up front row Tran. Far side, Tran with the spike. No, saved by Liezu. Wiles able to get it over, a free ball for the Eagles. Near side, and a big kill there by the 6'1" senior, Rachel Flynn, checking in for the Eagles. Logan Grove and Haley Gaines.
Add another kill there for the team leader for Concordia Irvine, and that's Rachel Flynn. Has now 182 kills on the season.
Grove nearly checked in, back to serve. Boy, from the far line, it just sails. And service error for Grove. Eagles with the point, lead cut to 5. It was 6. 6, the biggest lead for the Eagles so far here in set number 1. As Steinwand back to serve for the first time tonight for the Penguins. She goes back row with it. Unable to handle it was Frazzoni off the back of the head of her teammate. It'll be a service ace for Steinwand. The lead is 4 for the Eagles. Steinwand in the back row. Kate even instructing her teammates. Picked up by Flynn. Near side with it. Flynn with the spike. Off the block of Walser. Picked up by Burgess. Walser set far side, even in the middle. And unable to handle it was Frazzoni. Flailing after it is Dieters. Not able to handle it. It'll be a kill for Kate even. Penguins cut the lead to 3. It is 8-5 here in set number 1.
Great kill by Kate, even really able to explode on the quick set kill attempt.
Steinwand back for her third consecutive serve. She goes middle with it. Off the wrist of Frazzoni. 2 in a row for Steinwand off of Frazzoni. It'll be a service ace for the Hammer. And the lead is cut to 2. 8-6 Concordia Irvine. And it looks like Coach Paula Wyshoff wants to take a timeout. Eagles had a 6-point lead here early on in set number 1. Penguins have climbed out of that hole. It is now 2. And Brandon, as we have a break here, we are going to hear from one of our ladies.
I can make your hands clap. Hi, this is outside hitter Eleni Loizu, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
And that was Eleni Loizu, who we saw check in for a couple minutes here in set number 1. It is an 8-6 Eagle lead. You're listening to NC2A Division 2 Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And Brandon, you mentioned Rachel Flynn, the kill leader for the Eagles, active early.
Yeah, very active early. Being able to get, as I've mentioned, 2 kills already in this set, averages around 3.5 kills per set, so she's well than more than half of that mark. And for the Penguins, they're coming back in here thanks to Amy Steinwand, and hopefully they can continue to cut that deficit, but they need to limit their turnovers and those service errors.
Yeah, a lot of height on the court right now for the Eagles. Gaines at 6 feet, Flynn at 6'1", and Otten at 6 feet. So a lot of height up front for the Penguins to try and get over the net. Steinwand serve goes back row. Set up on the near side for Flynn. Off the tape. Able to save it with Zoe Burgess. Bump set from Walser. Far side. Loizu into the arms of the libero. Dieters near side with it. Flynn. Flynn goes cross court. Saved by Wiles. And it will go into the bleachers. It'll be a kill. Another one for Rachel Flynn. That's her third. And as you mentioned, she averages 3.5 a set. And she's already there. Gill checks in for the Eagles in place of Frazzoni. Back to serve in the middle of the service line is Flynn. She'll float it over. Back row, Wiles. Near side, Walser. Far side for Luizu, picked up by Dieters. Set over here by Grove. Out of the back row was Rachel Flynn, and boy, she just finds a soft spot right there in the middle between the front line and the back line of the Penguins. It's 10-6 Eagles, and looked like nobody knew where that one was going to land.
Yeah, a lot of movement on that serve, and just lands in front of Steinwand.
Flynn back to serve once again. Her serve goes far side, picked up Burgess. Oh, and she is shanked from Burgess. It'll be a service ace for Flynn. A point for the Eagles. They go up 11-6. They have a five-point lead here. Remember, it was six at one point. They did have a 7-1 lead early here in set number one. Flynn, she'll go far side. Burgess again shanks it into the crowd. So Zoe Burgess having a hard time handling the serves from Flynn here, who, as you mentioned, have a little bit of movement, a little bit of sinking action. The lead is at six, their greatest of the night. Her serve, that is from Flynn, out of the back row, Steinwan, near side, Kate Even, into the block of Riley Gill and Kira Otten. And boy, Gill newly checked in, and she makes an impact on the defensive side quickly.
Immediately seals the gap and uses that height to the advantage.
Flynn back to serve, her fourth consecutive with a seven-point lead. Picked up Steinwan, bumps it, Walser back row. Steinwan doing what she can with it to get it over. Set goes from Grove. Far side, the southpaw gains. Picked up by the back line of the DU. Steinwan up from the back row, goes soft with it. Gaines able to save it and not able to get it back over the net. It'll be a point for the Penguins as Kat Thomason checks in for Zoe Burgess and Rebecca Smith checks in for Eleni Luezu. It's a 13-7 game here in set number one. Rebecca Smith, the lefty, back to serve for the Penguins. She'll go back row, picked up Jeters. Dieters, excuse me. Sounds like Jeter. And it'll be a point for the Penguins and a double hit by Dieters, not Jeter.
And I think it's always difficult for the opposing team to have a lefty up to serve or to go for the kill. It kind of confuses them not seeing too many of them.
Her serve goes back row, just sails out. It'll be a service error from Rebecca Smith. 14-8 Eagles, and as you mentioned, the ball does tail a different way from a lefty. Comes off the hand different, and it tails the opposite way. You're so used to seeing those right-handed serves, and they tail a certain way. That would be from your right to left, and the lefty serves got tail from your left to right. Dieter's serve picked up back row Smith. Walser center dump, able to be saved by Flynn. Far side, just able to get it over was Gaines. Penguins pick it up. Thomason far side, picked up by Dieters right here. Near side set goes to Gill, and Gill gets the kill. 15-8 Concordia Irvine here in set number one.
Yeah, and Thomason did all she can to adjust off that bump set by Josie Walser that just went a little bit over her head.
Dieters, the libero, serving for the Eagles. Back row picked up Smith. Near side even into the block of Gill. Gill able to save it. Flynn back to Gill. Picked up Steinwan, back row, Walser, set far side, Thomason into Gill with the dig. Near side with it is Gill. Flynn out of the back row, bumps over free ball for the Penguins. Walser set far side, Kat Thomason, and she's able to get the kill. But she wasn't able to get the kill. My bad. Excuse me on that one, Brandon. It did go into the net. I thought I saw it go over. It did not. The lead is now 8 for the Eagles. Their largest here of the night. Dieters serving to Steinwan. Walser with the quick setup in the front. Kate Even gets it over. Saved by Flynn out of the back row. And Steinwan not ready for it. It'll be a point for Concordia Irvine. And a timeout for Coach Yami Nolan. The lead for Concordia Irvine is the biggest it's been tonight at 9. And you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back in 10 seconds.
Hi, this is Coach Nolan, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
That was Coach Yami Nolan, who just took that timeout for the Penguins. Smart timeout.
Very smart timeout. This lead is huge now, the biggest of the night so far, and I think the Penguins just need to stop Rachel Flynn, but there's nothing you can do with it. She's just really explosive. She knows how to get off her feet quickly and just explode and just cock her arm back and just be able to spike it as hard as she can. She already has 5 kills. Other than that, I think the Penguins are doing a great job of trying to handle the serve with so many people with different heights on the Concordia Irvine team. So many of them are over 6 feet tall or at 6 feet.
Yeah, a lot of height here for the Concordia Irvine Eagles, as you mentioned. And I believe it's going to play a factor throughout the rest of this match. I mean, the height up front, the Penguins are really struggling with the height. The tallest Penguin is 6'1". That's Catherine Johnson and Eleni Luizu, who aren't even on the court right now. That serve from Dieters. Off the tape, not able to save it, was Steinwan. Another point for the Eagles. It's 18-8 here in the early goings. And, boy, a double-digit lead for the Eagles. Dieters goes back row. Steinwan set up front by Walser. Back set, Kate Even, near side. Oh, and a big kill from sophomore Kate Even. Off the hands of Dieters into the crowd, and checking in is Brittany Lateague in place of Hannah Wiles. Lead cut to 9. Very familiar to what we saw the other night in the last set. That serve from Even. Up front to Rose, saved by Walser. Over from the back row is Steinwan. Dieters able to save. Nice dig. Front side, Grove. Far side with it off the lefty, Flynn. Kat Thompson trying to get it over here, and she'll get the kill. Kat Thompson off the hands of Amber Rose up front. It'll find some space on the hardwood. Point for the Penguins. It's 18-10. Kate Even, far side corner, serving. Up front, off the hands of Flynn. Setter dump by Grove, and not able to get it over. Straight into the net and into the hands of Lateague. It'll be a point for the Penguins, 18-11. Even serve from the far left corner, going from our left to right. She'll get it over. Back row, Flynn. Set up front, Grove. Near side with it. Gill just able to tip it over and not able to handle it was Lateague. Gill will get the kill as Hannah Wiles returns in place of Kate Even. And coming in for the Eagles are Jessica Dietrich and Cindy Tran. Dietrich back to serve. Her jump serve goes far side, Steinwan. Set by Walser, back set, Lateague running the seat, dumps it over, no, saved by the Eagles. Penguins with a free ball. Walser near side, and her spike will go out across the far sideline. It'll be a point for the Eagles, and they have reached that red zone, Brandon. It is now 20-11, Eagles. Dietrich serving. As she pounds the ball into the floor, her jump serve goes far side in the middle. Steinwan, not a bad or a bad bump, gets it over. Amber Rose with the kill attempt, no, saved by Wiles. Out of the back row with it, Rebecca Smith. Nice dig there by Flynn. Up front, Amber Rose with the kill, no. Yes. Yes, it landed in the corner. We were blocked by that pole right here that holds up the net. Couldn't see, saw the flag. She gets the kill. Kat Thomason able to cut the deficit to under double digits. Eagles lead 21-12. Josie Walser back to serve. The setter, freshman setter for the Penguins. Out of the middle of the service line, her jump serve goes short. Gill out of the back row. Set by Dietrich. Oh, and a big kill by Cindy Tran. 22-12. Irvine leads. Three more points to pay dirt here in set number one. Near side serving is Gill out of the near corner. Her jump serve floats over. Steinwan out of the back row. Walser set far side. Steinwan cross court picked up by Gill. Set there by Dietrich. Near side Flynn off the tip of Thomason. Set by Walser out of the back row. Steinwan into the block of Amber Rose. Point Eagles, and it's 23-12, an 11-point lead for Concordia Irvine, their largest of the night.
Amber Rose, great job again using their height. They've been able to seal the gap yet again in the front line.
Gill served from the near side corner. Steinwan set by Walser. Near side, Thomason over the net, picked up by Tran. Set by Dietrich. Oh, center dump by Dietrich. Josie Walser not able to get there, and we have set point here in set number one.
And credit to Dietrich, the last couple of rallies, she's able to get a lot of height on her jump. Being able to set it has a lot of jump, definitely.
Gill serve goes far side, Steinwan. Oh, and Walser not able to save it. It'll be a service ace for the Eagles. They will take set number one by a score of 25-12, and Brandon, that was a horrific set for the Penguins.
Yeah, really nothing they could get going except for that quick run by Amy Steinwald when she was able to get three straight points on the serve. Penguins need to continue to do what they can against this team with a lot of height, a lot of power, and a lot of good setting. There's really nothing they haven't done well for the Eagles.
All the hitters for the Eagles are very strong. Their setting has been very, very good, as you mentioned. And that height up front is definitely taking a toll on the Penguins. They've had many of attacks blocked. And we have 2 minutes until set number two. Hopefully Coach Yami Nolan can get him a little more amped up and a little more focused and back on track. You are listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we will be back in about 2 minutes.
This is middle blocker Kate Even and
set number two. Serving for the Penguins out of the middle. Number picked up Flynn. Near side set Dietrich. Amber Rose off the block. Point Eagles. And they are picking up right where they left off. Checking in for the Eagles is Kira Auden in place of Dieters. Back to serve Amber Rose. She'll go back row Burgess. Set by Walser. Quick set Lateague off the hands of Rose. Saved by the Eagles. Flynn gets it over. Burgess out of the back row. Back set Walser. Steinwald near side. And it sails wide. 2-0 Eagles with the early lead here in set number two. And things are starting off, Brandon, unfortunately, just how set number one did. Amber Rose back to serve. A high toss into the air. Picked up by Wiles. Setter dump by Josie Walser. That will get the Penguins on the board. It's 2-1. Kat Thomason coming in place of Zoe Burgess. And Rebecca Smith, the lefty, coming in place of Eleni Luezu. Rebecca Smith running up. Tossing it into the air. And the lefty gets it over. And it is a service error. Point for the Eagles. They lead 3-1. Checking back in for the Eagles are Grove and Gaines in place of Tran and Dietrich. Back to serve for the Eagles, Logan Grove. The setter picked up back row Smith. Bump set Walser. Near side Thomason Dieters with the dig. Far side set to Flynn off the block. Wiles able to save it. Walser with the back set to Steinwald. Cross court and a kill for the Hammer. 3-2 Eagles lead here in set number two. Kate Even coming back in place of Brittany Lateague. The libero for the Penguins. Hannah Wiles out of the back row. Dig Dieters. Far side into the block was Flynn. Blocked by Even and Steinwald. We're all knotted up here, 3 apiece in set number two.
Great job there, table to seal the gap on the double block. Better to have two people to stop it than one.
Wiles serving for the Penguins. She'll go short with it, and it's a service ace for Hannah Wiles. The Penguins have their first lead of the night. They were down by 13. They lost the first set by 13, and they have a lead here in set number two. Hannah Wiles, her third consecutive serve into the back row. Picked up off the hands of Dieters, and another service ace. Penguins lead at two here in set number two. 5-3, and Hannah Wiles is getting it done from the service line. Still returns in place of Frazzoni to serve for the Eagles out of the middle of the serve. Steinwand, she'll go back row with it. Dieters set up front by Grove into the block, and it did get over the net. It is a point for the Eagles. It's a point for the Eagles. It is 6-5. Penguins still lead here in set number two. Back to serve is Dieters. There's a little bit of confusion on the floor there, Brandon. I think we had it right. Dieters out of the back row. Wiles. Walser back set. Even into the block. And we are knotted up here again. 6-6 in set number two.
Yeah, this is the type of game we expected. A competitive one. Being able to go toe-to-toe, more like it in the second set compared to the first set for the Penguins.
Yeah, Penguins have caught a little bit of momentum here in set number two. Dieters serve, back row, Smith. Wiles bump set, even near side, goes cross court and just out. And the Eagles will regain the lead here in set number two. It's a 7-6 game here. Back to serve again is Dieters. Her jump serve and will get credit as Eleni Luizu and Zoe Burgess return here in place of Kat Thomason and Rebecca Burgess coming in to serve. We know how deadly she can be. Not so much here tonight so far. Her jump serve out of the back goes short to Dieters. Set by Grove near side was Gaines. She will get the kill. Eagles take an 8-7 lead. Returning for the Eagles are Dietrich and Tran. Dietrich out of the back service line. Her jump serve goes deep, and it sails wide. It'll be a service error by Dietrich, and we are 8-8. Brittany Lateague comes back in place of Hannah Wiles. Kate Even back to serve for the Penguins out of the near corner. She'll go cross court with it, picked up by Flynn. It's a quick set there, and oh, a big kill by Amber Rose. Eagles will regain the lead 9-8 as Hannah Wiles checks back in place of Kate Even. Back to serve with it for the Eagles is Riley Gill. Out of the far side corner, Gill from our left to right picked up Wiles and a bad bump over the net, and Flynn with the immediate kill. Boy, not even giving your offense a chance to set up. Eagles take a 2-point lead here in set number two, 10-8. Gill back to serve. She'll get it over the net. Burgess out of the back row. Walser with the set. Near side, Luizu off the block. Out of bounds. It'll be a point for the Penguins. It is 10-9 Eagles here in set number two. Josie Walser back to serve for the Penguins. For the Penguins as they tie it up at 10. Out of the back row, Dietrich far side set. Back to serve for the side with it. Tran who gets it over the net. Loisy with the pickup. Set by Walser near side. Steinwand off the block. Picked up by Dietrich. Rose with the bump set. Out of the back row is Tran. And it is able to find the far corner point. Eagles. Tran gets the kill. And it is 12-10. Concordia Irvine. Amber Rose back to serve, her third consecutive for the Eagles. Goes near side, Steinwand. Picked up, set, quick set by Walser. Little tip over the net was Lateague. Able to get it over were the Eagles, and they find a soft spot in the defense of the Penguins. It'll be a kill for Tran and a point for Concordia Irvine. 13-10, Irvine leads. Amber Rose with her fourth consecutive serve. She tosses it high into the sky. A masterful hit over the net. Walser set near side. Steinwand off the block. And it'll be a point for the Penguins. Kill by Steinwand. 13-11 Eagles lead as Kat Thomason comes in place of Zoe Burgess. And Rebecca Smith will check back in place of Eleni Luizu. Smith the lefty back to serve for the Penguins. Jump serve, far side, Flynn. Set by Dietrich. Back set, Tran off of the hands of Walser. And a kill for Tran. And she has gotten quite a few kills here in set number two as she will be replaced by Haley Gaines. 14-11, Eagles lead, serve by Grove. Diving save by Smith, near side. Thomason picked up by Dieters out of the back row. Far side set by Grove. Flynn over the net, Penguins with a free ball. Walser set near side, Thomason off of the tape. Oh, and Penguins trying to save it. Wiles with the diving attempt, not able to get it over. It'll be a point for the Eagles. They have a 15-11 lead here in set number two. We have a timeout from Coach Yami Nolan. 15-11 Eagles lead here in set number two after taking set number one. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back in 10 seconds.
This is setter Josie Walser from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Get you stopping me
in my booth. All right, everybody, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And for the first time this season, Brandon Cadiz will be taking over the play-by-play duties, and I'm sure you will be fantastic.
Appreciate it. Excited to do this. Hopefully the Penguins can bounce back and tie this game up. They were able to get toe-to-toe against the Eagles, but credit again to Rachel Flynn and also to Cindy Tran, who just checked out of the ballgame, and replacing her will be Haley Gaines.
Yeah, Tran there with four quick kills to bring her total now to five. The kill leaders for the Eagles is Flynn with seven kills and Tran right behind her with five. The kill leader for the Penguins at the moment is Amy Steinman with four.
So on the serve here for Concordia Irvine will be Logan Grove. Her standing serve over, picked up by Smith. Tries to save by Wiles. Second bump attempt and an overset to the side of Concordia. On the kill and in for Concordia Irvine was Haley Gaines yet again. Second time up for Logan Grove. The righty with the jump serve, digged on back on the serve is Smith, and tipped in by Latigue. Point to Concordia Irvine as they continue to extend the lead, 17-11. And checking in for the Penguins will be Catherine Green, 18-11. And he picked up and digged out by Frazzoni, but a point will go to the Penguins, as Hannah Wiles will take the serve and Kate Even will check back in. Wiles with a jump serve, gets it on over, digged out and couldn't handle it was Marcello Frazzoni, and a service ace for Hannah Wiles yet again. We've seen a couple of that in this game for us.
Yeah, we'll see if Wiles can get the Penguins offense going here. A couple of service aces, a couple of good stops on defense with that height up front, and they can climb back into this one.
Wiles is ready. Jump set. Digged on back by the libero. And tipped on over. Tried to be saved by Kat Thomason, but the point will go to the Eagles.
And unable. Always really intense on the court.
Rachel Flynn tried to dig it out, but Steinwald wins 15-19. Dive on there was Amy for Concordia. Dieters able to get it over, digged in the back by Wiles, set by Walser, even with a tip, and just over back to the Penguin side, couldn't handle it, was Wiles. So 22-15, the Eagles are 3 points away from taking set number two and coming to commanding 2-0 set lead over the Penguins. Served yet again by Dieters, and this time it goes wide over the head of Catherine Johnson. So Zoe Burgess will check back in and be serving in replace, of course, of Kat Thomason. We've seen this all season long. Thomason and Burgess switching off. Burgess is ready, and the serve just gets it over the net. Digged on the back. Back set attempt by Logan Grove. And on the kill by Gaines gets it again. Point for Concordia, 23-16. They are 2 points away from taking the set. And serving now for the Eagles is Diedrich. Diedrich jumps serve to the back. Steinwan picked up. Walzer set. Even light tip. Kill attempt. Digged on out by the libero and get on over to the side of the Penguins. Kill attempt by Johnson is wide and point to the Eagles. This will be set point. Jessica Diedrich, the senior out of Omaha, Nebraska. Jump serve. Digged on out by Steinwan, and it will be blocked, and the point will go to Concordia. That will be the second set. Forest 25-16, and as Concordia will now have a commanding 2-0 set lead here.
Well, and if you're the Penguins, I mean, you scored 4 more points than you did last set, but it was just not enough. I mean, the Eagles dominated set number one, 25-12, and they dominated set number two, 25-16. And if you're the Penguins, you're going to have to, I mean, win every set from here on out if you want to get it to set number five. That's where they're going to go now, is they wanted to get it to five. They weren't able to even it up after two. And as we switch sides here, I'm sure Coach Yami Nolan is going to really be instructing her players to what they need to do for the also has five. Madeline Dieter's a little bit leader for the Penguins is Steinwan with only 5. So it's been an interesting first couple of sets.
Definitely been an interesting first couple of sets. And just like as we expected during the pregame, the leaders are Flynn, Gaines, and Tran, as you mentioned, the 3 kill leaders for Concordia. Irvine, you throw that in with their height, their block ability up front, their explosiveness they have when going for the kill. And I think one of their key players here is Jessica Diedrich, being able to set it, being able to get kills, being able to dig as a libero in the back end. She's very versatile. And as we head to the third set, we'll be back in about 3 minutes here. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and on FM 102.3.
Times we had, oh, when the wind would blow with rain the snow, we're not all bad. We put our features where they had to go. Those were our time. Those were our
Welcome back here to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu for the third set of this NC2A Division II women's volleyball matchup here at the Conlin Center. Penguins taking on the Concordia Irvine Eagles. If you're just tuning in, Concordia Irvine took the first two sets here as the Penguins look to battle back and hopefully take the third serve and get themselves back into this match. Serving now for Concordia Irvine will be Riley Gill, the freshman outside hitter from Carlsbad. Just bump set by Walzer.
Kill total.
On the jump serve, dig by Steinwan. Set by Walzer. Back to Steinwan. Kill attempt cross court. Digged on out. Dietrich. Kill attempt by Riley Gill and blocked up front by Josie Walzer. Point for the Penguins. As serving here for the Penguins will be Catherine Johnson, who gets it over. Dietrich with a set. Quick set and kill attempt beautifully there in for Amber Rose.
And Amber Rose has been so good tonight. That's only her fourth kill, but we've seen her play a factor up front as well with her height.
Amber Rose with a high jump serve, but gets the top of the net. It'll be a service error, and we're all knotted up here 2-2 as Hannah Wiles will be serving for your Penguins. Wiles with a couple dribbles, and she gets it on over. Digged by Dieters. Cross court, kill attempt, point to the Eagles, 3-2.
Seems like that's happened a couple of times for the Penguins on the defensive side of the ball. There's just been nobody there to cover where the Eagles are going to attack.
And Logan Grove deep where outside the baseline where it says Penguins, and it is digged out by Hannah Wiles. Gets it over as Catherine Johnson on the kill attempt and digged on back by Grove. Bump set to the other side. Kill attempt by Haley Gaines. Set to the Penguins. Kate even with the kill. Being able to be digged on out but out of bounds is Madeline Dieters. And it will be credited by a kill to the Penguins. And then Kate even nodded at 3-3. And Steinwan, the hammer, in the back row, ready to get on the serve. And the serve will go over, digged up by Dieters. Set and killed over the head of Hannah Wiles. Was Haley Gaines a little bit too much umph on that play. And Amy Steinwan will return on to serve for the second time for your Penguins. Steinwan gets it over, but too high. They let it on out in the back line. It'll be a service error for the Penguins.
No, this is what the Penguins want, Brandon. Not necessarily service errors, but they do want to be tied up and have this be a close set after the first one's getting blown out.
And Rachel Flynn on the standing serve. Digged on back by Johnson. Digged by Steinwan. Kill attempt by Even. Being able to dig on back is Flynn. Set cross court to Gill. Dig attempt, get on out by Wiles. Able to get it over are the Penguins. Back set by Grove. Kill attempt is stuffed and blocked. Another kill attempt for Concordia Irvine. Dig on that out by Kate Even. Thomason is stuffed and it'll go to Concordia Irvine off the tip of the Penguins. Takes the lead 5-4 here as Rachel Flynn will return to serve it for Concordia Irvine. Flynn with a serve. Dig on the backside by Catherine Johnson. Kill attempt by Kate Even. Tipped over the hands of Auden. And the kill attempt by the left-hander Haley Gaines. Being able to get blocked out by Kate Even and Thomason to seal the gap. And the Penguins will take that point 5-5. Zoe Burgess will be here to serve for the Penguins. Let's see if she can get something going. Not necessarily her best night, as on the serve, she's able to get it digged on back by Flynn. Set and tipped over by Haley Gaines. Great dig attempt by Wiles. Set on by Grove, and the kill attempt is in for Concordia Irvine. Point goes to Concordia Irvine, 6-5, as serving will be Madeline Dieters, the libero for the Eagles. Over, dig by Burgess, set forward by Walzer, and the kill attempt is digged on out by Concordia Irvine, and set and the kill by Riley Gill. The point will go on to the Eagles, taking a two-point lead here, 7-5. Dieters for the third time, able to get it over, but it sails over the head of Zoe Burgess. It'll be a service error, and the Penguins will gain a point.
And that's what you want, anything to shift the momentum here. Penguins will take any advantage of that.
Lateague will check back on in as Kate Even will take the deep corner and set by Grove. Kill attempt by Gaines is stuffed yet again. Over cross-court attempt by Johnson to no avail. A tip in there by Amber Rose. Tipped on back by Walzer. Tries to get it over for the third touch. Was Steinwald not able to get it through as the point will go to the Eagles. 8-6. Check in. And Dietrich will Teague. And it'll just go slightly out of bounds. And dig by Burgess. Front set by Walzer. Kill attempt by Steinwald. Dietrich not able to get the kill there. Gets it over. Johnson kill attempt. Digged out by Dieters. Has to adjust was Gill. Now Steinwald kill attempt. Beautiful dig by Dietrich. Able to save it in his Tran. And Burgess keeps the rally going, but a tip on over and blocked by Gill. Just able to dump it forward. Beautiful rally. Beautiful by both teams, the Penguins and the Eagles. But the point will ultimately go to the Eagles. And Dietrich will take it yet again. High jump serve goes low. Kill attempt over straight down by Amber Rose. That it was tipped on by one of the Penguins. Point will go to the Eagles. 6-11 now. 5-point lead. Dietrich here yet again for the Eagles. The serve over. Set by Walzer, front set to Johnson, stuffed by Tran, and Rose initially, but able to get it on over as the point will be credited to Catherine Johnson. Serving for the Penguins will be Josie Walzer here. Walzer, jump serve, able to get it over. Digged on out, Dietrich with a set, and a tip on over by Riley Gill. Beautiful dig by the Penguins, and it'll go back to Concordia's side as on the set by Dietrich, back set to Tran and able to get it on in, but excuse me, that point will go to the Penguins as it actually went out of bounds. Walzer now for the Penguins, gets it over, digged out by Flynn, tries to get it is Gill and just able to get it on over. Walzer with a set, tries to tip it over as Johnson. Walzer, Johnson on the one, not able to get it. Tran, back set by Flynn, digged out by Wiles. Wiles to Johnson, Johnson was stuffed. Wiles yet again, set by Walzer, back set, Steinwald, cross court kill, and it sails out of bounds wide. And it'll go to Concordia again, 12-8. Penguins down by four here in the third set.
Back-to-back long rallies there, Brandon. Penguins had an opportunity to score on both. Instead, it's a two-point swing in favor of the Eagles.
And Riley Gill here will be on the serve for the Eagles. Dig by Burgess in the back. Walzer back set to Johnson. Johnson just sails out wide to the corner there. And, excuse me, that will actually be ruled in, and it will be a kill credited to Johnson. And on the serve for the Penguins will be Catherine Johnson. Johnson over, digged out by Flynn. Flynn to Dietrich. Tran, not able to get it over, touches the net, and it'll be a point to the Penguins. 10-12, Penguins still trail here in the third set.
It's a lot closer at this point in the set as the last two have been.
Johnson over, Rachel Flynn on the miss dig. Tran just has to get it on over. Digged out by Steinwand. Walzer, quick set Lateague, and it'll be a point. A kill by Brittany Lateague. We've seen her do that all season long on the quick set. 11-12, Penguins down by one, and Coach Paula Weishoff will have to take a timeout for Concordia Irvine here.
Penguins got themselves back into this game, Brandon. We saw those long two rallies in a row. Those were a two-point swing. Penguins had an equal opportunity at those as the Penguins or as the Eagles did, and both of those long rallies did go to the Eagles. But it is a one-point game here in set number three, as you mentioned. If the Penguins take those 2 points away in their favor, they have a lead here. But they, are staying closer here in set number three at this point as they have in the last two sets, getting blown out.
And on that, we'll be back with you in 10 seconds after one of these volleyball bumps by one of your Penguin players.
This is Amy Steinhorn. You're listening to DU Volleyball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio.
And that was Amy Steinwan there, one of the kill leaders here for the Penguins on the season. She just reached 1,000 kills before the first home game of the Penguin season. As on the serve here will be Catherine Johnson. Penguins down by 1, 12-11 here. Third set trying to stay alive, down two sets. Dig to the back by Flynn. Set by Dietrich. Kill attempt stuffed out on the Penguins. Steinwan kill. Able to get set, bump set here. There's Dietrich over to Tran, tosses it on over, bumped by Walzer. Wiles with a bump set. Steinwan is stuffed by Rachel Flynn, but it'll actually be in for the kill. Excuse me, my error there, as Catherine Johnson will take it. 12-12 here. We are all knotted up. Digged by Flynn. Front and quick set, but the Penguins are able to get it on the kill is Kat Thomason after the set by Hanna Wiles. Point will go to the Penguins on the beautiful kill attempt by Thomason.
See if Catherine Johnson can get them on some sort of a roll here, Brandon. They have a one-point lead.
Johnson digged on. Dietrich back set to Tran and off the hands of Hanna Wiles. It'll be knotted up at 13 now here in the third set. Amber Rose will be here to take the serve for the Eagles. Rose, high jump serve, able to be set on and killed attempt by Steinwan. Tran with a kill. Off the hands of Steinwan, just trying to save it was Johnson. Wow. Beautiful over rally there by Wiles. And the kill by Tran off of Wiles, but credit there to the Penguins to keep that one alive, but the point will go to the Eagles, 14-13.
Yeah, boy, that one just drilled Hanna Wiles. Nothing really she could do about that one.
Rose is back again, her high jump serve over, and on the dive attempt there was Catherine Johnson, but she'll be credited with a point on the service ace, 15-13. Rose taking a couple bounces before she goes with a traditional high jump serve. Gets it on over. Digging in the back by Johnson. Set by Walzer. Front set. One. Tried to kill attempt there by Thomason. Off to the side here of Concordia Irvine. And the kill by Rachel Flynn. It was stuffed by Steinwan but goes out of bounds. So 16-13 to the Eagles now, approaching the red zone.
And if you're the Penguins here, you don't want to let them get any further. You don't want to let this set to get any further out of reach.
Rose over. Dig by Wiles. Bump set by Walzer. Kill attempt by Thomason. Stuffed on out. Dietrich back set. Gilt just tries to get it over. And now on the kill attempt is Thomason. Digged on out. Set by Dietrich. Light tap over by Flynn, but it'll be digged by Wiles. Wiles able to just bump it over here. Dietrich to Tran, stuffed by Brittany Lateague. Hand 14-16. Penguins down by two. Great job by Lateague to stuff her. Hanna Wiles will be serving here for the Penguins. She's ready. Jump serve. High arcing goes over. Digged on by Gill. Dietrich to Tran on the kill attempt. Stuffed in the back. Steinwan now on the kill, and she'll be blocked by Kyra Otten and Rachel Flynn. But that one would be going out of bounds, so credit to Steinwan on the kill as Hanna Wiles will be serving yet again for the Penguins. Wiles with a float serve, digged on back. Tran on the kill attempt, but it'll sail out, and it'll be a point to the Penguins, all knotted up here now. Hunter Wiles with three straight points on the serve for the Penguins. Wiles is ready, and the set on over. Dig in the back by Gill. Set by Dietrich, and the kill attempt by Flynn. It'll be blocked by Amy Steinwand and Cade Even. Penguins now take the lead in the third set, 17-16. Their first lead here in the third set. Hannah Wiles is ready. Gets it on over high, floating serve, digged in the back by Flynn. Dietrich with a setter dump, and that gets the Penguins off guard. It'll be a point for the Eagles. Tied it back up now, 17 apiece. Checking in for Concordia will be Gaines and Grove coming back into the ballgame, and Grove will be the one serving. Standing serve deep, digged on by Wiles, set by Walzer. Front set, kill attempt by Cade Even, and it'll just get over the hands there of the front line of Concordia. Point to Cade Even. Penguins take a one-point lead as Amy Steinwand will be serving for the Penguins. Steinwand, standing serve, digged on in the back. Set by Grove. Rachel Flynn gets it over, digged on by Wiles. Bump set. Cade Even able to tip it forward for the kill and gets it over. 19-17. Penguins take a two-point lead. And coach Paula Weishoff for the Eagles will have to take a timeout. So Penguins gaining momentum there thanks to Steinwand, Even, and Hannah Wiles for us.
Yeah, Hannah Wiles doing a great job at the service line. She's had 4 or 5 consecutive serves in a row, really causing some havoc for the Eagles' back line. They're having trouble handling her serves, and it's really paying off. Penguins with a two-point lead. Cade Even up front. Steinwand with a huge block. And the kill leader now for the Penguins is still Steinwand with 7. No woman has double-digit kills yet tonight. The Penguins have really held Rachel Flynn at that hard 9, and they're doing a great job now on the defensive side, it seems like, up front of the net.
Yeah, and on that note, we'll take a quick break here and hear from Hannah Wiles.
This is libero Hannah Wiles from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
And that was Hannah Wiles there starting the rally for the Penguins. And now here the Penguins take a two-point lead, 19-17. They are still down 2-0, and they are staying alive here in the third set. So Amy Steinwand is ready here, 19-17. And the serve is on over. Digged in the back by Dieters. Bump set by Grove. Kill attempt by Gaines, and is stuffed on out and set and killed now by Thomason for the Penguins. Gets on in cross court. So 20-17 here. Penguins in the red zone positively for the first time here. Amy Steinwand still serving for your Penguins. Steinwand over. Dig, set by Dietrich. And the kill attempt is stuffed by Walzer. Digged on out by Steinwand. Thomason to Even. Even gets it on over. Dietrich, kill attempt by Rachel Flynn on the tip. Just able to get on in front of the diving Catherine Johnson. So 20-18, Penguins still take a two-point lead here in the third set. And the kill leader, Rachel Flynn for the Eagles. Flynn, the set on over, digging in the back by Johnson. Walzer, front set, Even, blocked, but it'll be off on the hands, but saved in by Concordia Irvine. Able to get it over is just Gill. Set by Walzer, Even, off the hands of Auden. Digged on by Wiles. Walzer, back set. Steinwand, dig by Dieters. Kill attempt there, Penguins stuff it, and it'll be a point to Concordia Irvine. 20-19, Penguins 1-point lead. Third set, Rachel Flynn again for the Eagles. Hover digged on by Wiles. Back set by Walzer. Kill attempt by Thomason. Cross court. Gets it in. Penguins now 21-19 as Zoe Burgess will check in for Thomason to serve.
Burgess checking back in. She's trying to get the Penguins on a roll here. We've seen her go on 4, 5, 6 point rolls from the service line. She can do it here.
Burgess, jump set, over set there by Flynn initially. Getting on back by Dietrich. Kill attempt by Kyra Otten. And it'll go wide as the Penguins will take the point 22-19. So Zoe Burgess here back to serve again. Burgess over. Digged out by Dieter. Set by Dietrich. Kill attempt is stuffed away. And the kill attempt by Steinwan on the other end just goes way over the back line. 20-22. Eagles trail as serving for them will be Madeline Dieters, the libero. Dieters, jump set, digged on back by Burgess, goes high. Walzer goes with a quick one, even just gets it over. Dietrich back set to Tran, and it'll go in just on the line there by the Eagles, 22-21. They trail as they're still clawing here in the third set. So Dieter's here to serve.
Looks like we're checking the amount of substitutions that the Eagles have left, and one of the assistant coaches wants to know. I believe that's Christopher Dunau that wants to know.
So it looks like they have 7 substitutions left as Coach Naomi Nolan wanting to know what she's getting there, but she will take a timeout here as the Penguins have a 1-point lead here in the third set, 22-21, as we will now hear from one of our volleyball players.
This is setter Josie Walser from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Get you stopping me in
my So we're back here, radio.dominican.edu on FM 102.3. If you're just joining us, Penguins down 2-0, but they're clawing here in the third set with a 1-point lead. For us, an interesting stat here. Penguins have more of the attack opportunities, but Concordia Irvine has more kills, and that's credited to some of the blocks they have, 10-4 in favor of them.
Yeah, Concordia Irvine has 10 blocks to the Penguins 4. You mentioned those attack opportunities. The Penguins with more, but they also have 20 attack errors to the Eagles 10. So here in the last remaining points of set number 3, the Penguins are going to have to really run everything through Josie Walser, the setter. Look to see a couple of quick sets to Kate Even. Steinwan out of the back row looking to get a couple of kills here. That's how the Penguins will get these last 3 points here in set number 3.
And right here will be Madeline Dieters for the serve. Able to get it over. Digged on the back by Steinwan. Set by Walzer. Over to Johnson. And it'll be a point for the Penguins as there'll be too many touches on the side for Concordia Irvine. Penguins now 2 points away from taking the third set. Kate Even deep in the corner here. On the jump serve, able to get it. Set by Dietrich, quick set attempt. Stuffed by Lateague on Rose. Now able to get it over is the Penguins in Lateague. Tries to get it on the dig by Steinwan, but it'll be a kill and a point for Concordia Irvine. 23-22, Dietrich will be serving for the Eagles. Dietrich. Jump serve, digged in the back is Steinwan. Walzer, front set, hand punched forward is Catherine Johnson. Back set by Dietrich to Tran. Off the hands of the libero, Hanna Wiles. It'll be a point and a kill to Tran. We are all knotted 23-23 in the third set. Dietrich taking a couple of her routine bounces before she's ready to serve it. Dietrich, jump serve forward. Digged on the back is Steinwan. Walzer, front set. Over to Johnson. It'll be stuffed out by Rose. Rose now with a tip over. Beautiful dive by Zoe Burgess. Able to get it over off the hands of Hanna Wiles. Walzer to Johnson. And it'll be stuffed by Rose and Tran. Now the Eagles take a 24-23 lead here, and this will be the set and match point if the Eagles can close it out. Dietrich serving.
Walser's going to be key here for the Penguins.
Dietrich over, digged out by Steinwald. Walser back set. Latigue digged out by Dieters. Set, and the kill attempt by Rachel Flynn. And that'll do it here tonight at the Conlon Center. The Penguins are going to be swept by Concordia Irvine. 3-0, but not going out without a valiant effort here in the third set for us. And Rachel Flynn, the kill leader, ends it out here at the Conlon Center.
Yeah, she ended the night with 12 kills, and Sydney Tran with 10 kills. So two ladies for the Eagles in double digits, and that really seemed to be the difference were the kill attempts. A big swing in blocks. The Eagles had 7 more blocks than the Penguins did, and they just had way more height up front on the defensive side of the net. Penguins hard to combat that and eventually would fall. 3-0. They got a little better every set, but just not enough time to climb back in and really take any sort of momentum into any of the sets.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more there. They had more of the attack opportunities, but just 2 more attacks. But something to note here is their hitting percentages. The 333 for Concordia Irvine, but the Penguins were under 0.100, so 0.051, not the best night you won, and that's credited to the amount of, the amount of errors that they had on the night. Penguins were battling, but they just weren't able to get it done. For the Penguins, Josie Walser with 17 assists. Digs leader for the Penguins was Hannah Wiles with 11. And the dig leader for Concordia was Madeline Dieters. And the kills go to Rachel Flynn with 11. Cindy Tran with 10. That'll all do us here at the Conlon Center between the matchup of your Penguins taking on the Concordia Irvine Eagles. They are swept here 3-0 in the igloo. Brandon Cadiz for Forrest Hunt here. Radio.dominican.edu. But before we go, Penguins will fall to 4-12 and 3-5 in Pac West play as Concordia Irvine will improve to 7-8 and 3-5 in Pac West play. As we will be back here this Saturday, October 14th, as the Penguins take on Dixie State. It'll be Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Everyone will be wearing pink here at the Conlon Center. Once again, Brandon Cadiz for Forrest Hunt, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and in San Rafael on FM 102.3.